Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If God had not thought marriage and the family were important to His creatures, He would not have established the home in the very beginning of the human family. Since He knows our needs and our weaknesses, He arranged what would serve us best throughout our pilgrimage on this earth. He could have given us various ways of having families and of relating to each other in the sexual relationship, but He did not do that. Marriage and the family were God's arrangements from the beginning, and human beings dare not alter what God has given. How arrogant human beings are when we think we know more about our needs than the God who made us. I have a question for you to consider. How can churches be strong and accomplish the mission Jesus intended for His people when so many churches in our day are filled with adultery, homosexuality, divorce, marital unhappiness, and violence? The home must provide an atmosphere where God, His Son, His church, and His Word will be respected and obeyed. Do the homes of America provide that kind of atmosphere in our day? How many people under the sound of my voice today actually put God first in their lives? How many believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God and strive to so live as to have His approval? How many of us take our children to Bible school, to worship services, and to vacation Bible schools? Do we read the Bible every day in our homes and have prayer sometime during the day? Are we teaching our children that right and wrong can be determined only on the basis of God's revelation to man? Will you determine today, with God's help, to teach your children diligently when you're sitting in your house, when you're walking in the way, when you're lying down, and when you're rising up? Deuteronomy 6:7. Do you feel any obligation to bring your children up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord? Ephesians 6:4. The home must also provide an atmosphere where young men will want to preach, to become elders and deacons in the Lord's church, and where young women will desire to become the wives of preachers, elders, and deacons. Churches at home and abroad are constantly searching for gospel preachers. Tragically, our colleges, universities, and preacher training schools are enrolling fewer and fewer young men who want to preach. What are our homes doing to encourage young men to preach the gospel? If you want your sons to succeed in terms of money and worldly prestige, you will probably not advise them to become preachers. You may encourage them to be doctors or lawyers or businessmen. Would you be thankful to God and proud of your sons if they decided to preach the gospel? I have a number of preacher friends who came from families where all or most of the boys preach. I'm thinking of one of my close associates at Freed Hardeman University. He and both of his brothers prepared themselves to preach and have preached the gospel combined for about 200 years. I asked him why all of them became preachers. This was his explanation. He said that the church was the center of their childhood home. His parents were almost uneducated people, but they brought their children up to attend every worship service of the church. He said his family was usually the first to arrive for the services and the last to leave. Do you think young men just decide on the spur of the moment to preach? They have to have the right teaching at home. They must come from good churches, churches which are committed to the truth of the gospel. What if the parents continually criticize the preacher? Would that encourage a young man to preach? My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.